Tyre Power, store-wide super sale now on. Get into your
Mike's on.
Own Tyre Power today.
Mourn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh. Let's
go! 23 minutes past 7 on SENSA Tyre Power store-wide. Super Sale is now on. A little bit later on in the show, Mark Bickley, we have our yes moments. Great business starts with yes. I've got a ripper from the weekend, which is going to make you feel older and myself feel almost old.
Okay. So you don't have to do that. Try very hard to make me feel old.
a bit of insight to you, fascinating insight into the weekend of sport where the power went out literally in Brisbane and in South Australia and figuratively at the MCG. And one of the representatives who was taking part in the match, which got called off at halftime, the Adelaide Thunderbirds taking a couple of points away, is our skipper, Hannah Petty. Source, good morning to you. What a weird weekend.
Yeah, it's been a very strange weekend. I mean, it's a netball game I'll probably never forget and something that I hope never happens.
Well, let's start with the decals on the court. When were you aware that they were an issue and that something needed to be done about them?
Yeah, so we weren't aware that there was an issue. We were going through, about to go out to warm up and go through our processes, have a team meeting, and team meeting was called a bit earlier and we're like, oh, this is a bit weird, what's going on here? And that's when we, the playing group, were informed that there was an issue with the court and that the game was going to be delayed by an hour.
Mm. So, Hannah, just to get this straight, with the court decal, so it's the stickering on the court at Netball SA Stadium, prior to the match, as far as you're aware, do Netball Australia or match officials come and inspect it just to make sure it's okay? So, potentially something's occurred after the last training session to the game where they've said it's not safe for the players?
Yeah, look, Netball Australia comes out, there's an official at each game and they've obviously got a standard to uphold to make sure it's safe for all players to play on the surface. And this wasn't the case at Netball SA on the weekend, and it was made a decision that there was two differences between the lacquer on the court, and it was pretty much as simple as we've got to rip the decals up to make this safe for players and go from there.
So then what happens is the game gets underway and we make an outstanding comeback against the Swifts, who have been one of the best sides in Suncorp Super Netball for the last 5 to 10 years. And then the band Five comes on and sings Baby When the Lights Go Out. How hard was that for a player?
Yeah, it was interesting. It was something that we probably weren't that prepared for. We actually thought it was just part of the build-up and they turned the lights off and we were coming out for half-time, and then we got told that, no, the lights aren't coming back on, so go back into the change rooms and we'll see how long this is going to be off before we know what's going on.
And then what happened next? How long did you have to wait before you were told the game was going to be cancelled?
It wasn't too long. We were in the change rooms probably 5-10 minutes before we knew that the game was called off, just purely because we had to wait an hour at the start, and then now this delay, which could have taken several hours to be fixed. We weren't going to be finished the match in time of the allocated period, which is in the SSN rules. So that was when the match was called off and it was declared a draw because it was halftime.
So, Hannah, there's not much more that can be said about it, but we wanted to also get you on SENSA this morning to give you an opportunity to express some more gratitude to the fans. We saw the video at the end of the match on the Thunderbird social media, which was great, and Bronnie Clye said a few words too. But we know in South Australia we've got the best and most passionate fans, and there's a lot of frustration out there, which is beyond the Thunderbirds and the players' control. But how important are these fans to you and the Pink Army to the whole organisation?
Oh, definitely. I think the fans were amazing. Firstly, they had to wait to come in, but then they all stuck around. I think one of my favourite moments of the night was when we walked back out on the court and they hadn't actually been told that the game was off yet, but everyone had their flashlights out, singing courses, and it was so loud and special to be part of that. We do have the best members and the best crowds in the league, and I just want to say, firstly, apologise that we couldn't fit a whole game in. We obviously wanted to play on, but please come back for the next week, and we've got something exciting building, and we appreciate the fans so much. They actually are like an 8th player out there, so I just want to say thank you to everyone that did come and tune in, and please keep tuning in.
Yep, good on you, Hannah. Good luck for next match, and let's hope the lights stay on and you get the points like you were on your way to.
Definitely. I'm blaming my parents because they were up at the Gabba on the weekend as well.
Jinx.
I know. Well, that's coincidental. When it comes to the Petty family surname, there's power going out everywhere. So can you please just make sure you pay the power bill next time of Netball SA Stadium and the Gabba?
Done. I'll let them know.
Thank you so much, Hannah Petty, the skipper of your Adelaide Thunderbirds. It is 29 minutes past 7 on this Tuesday morning. Our yes moment very soon. Great business starts with Yes and Bix. I also need to tell you about the time that I was responsible for telling the crowd that a game was cancelled and the feeling leading up to that and the response from the crowd, which happened on the weekend too. So I'll do that very soon. It is SEN SA. Good morning.